Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever my voice is heard. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are in the studio again today, live, praise the Lamb of God, on this beautiful Thursday morning, or Thursday noonday now. Skies are just as blue as it can be, praise the Lord, and we are healthy and strong, and we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for strength just to rise out of the bed and start another day. The Lord is awesome, people of God. The Lord is awesome, and he's awesome in all his ways, praise the Lamb. And we thank and praise him today just for the miracle of life. I love and I bless each of you, those of you that's chiming in and calling in, those of you that's on Facebook, praise God. We love you, love you, love you today, and we thank God, hallelujah, for your support continuously, even when we're out of the country, out of town, doing the will of the Lord. There's so many of you all who are just so faithful, so supportive, and we thank and praise God for each of you. I am excited about your future. I'm excited about the plans that the Lord has for you. I'm excited because, praise the Lamb of God, you have made it through, praise the Lamb of God, to get to what God has for you and what God has for you to do. And it is about to bust wide open, praise the Lamb of God. It is about to bust wide open. Don't you dare turn back now. Don't you dare even think about walking away or throwing up your hands in disgust. Always remember the darkest hour is just before dawn. Oh, my goodness, there's a visitor here. Wait a minute. Who? What? Error code 773.
Good morning, Apostle.
Oh, no, this is not Prophet Daryl. Oh, no, can't be Prophet Daryl. Prophet Daryl went on vacation, didn't he? I thought you was over in the islands with me, man. I thought I saw you over there on one of them boats.
Lord Jesus.
How is my buddy doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, 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 Apostle. How are you doing?
The Apostle is good, doing good, man. You know, I went to the island mine. I went down there onto the Bahamas mine, and everything worked good for me. You know,
did you get a tan?
No, I didn't get a tan. I didn't come back with the sunshine in my pocket. But I came back with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
I came back with the Holy Ghost. Yes.
All my free time, every minute of free time I spent in bed, I jumped right into bed. I said, forget this running around going to see forts and all of this. Stuff like that, man. And then I was in and out of so many meetings and stuff like that. When I had time to just chill, I was under the sheets trying my best to rest, man, so that I could do the assignment that was set before me, you know. And the Lord saw us through it, man. We wind up ministering three different times. And it was just an awesome, awesome experience, man, you know. It's a lot that goes with, you know, you as a preacher, you know, it's a lot that goes with ministering when you're visiting because you have to deal with the ambiance that comes with it also, you know. People talking to you, want to talk to you and this, that, and another, entertaining and all that kind of thing. People pulling on you for prophetic words and this, that, and another. But we had an awesome, awesome time. The Lord met us there in Nassau, and boy, really poured his spirit out on us. What a powerful prayer conference we had there in Nassau, Bahamas. It was an awesome, awesome prayer conference. Nobody can deny that. Praise the Lamb of God. The Spirit of the Lord was there, the presence, the power, praise the Lamb of God. The deliverance was in the very air. I was sharing with them yesterday that how, you know, people had left their crack pipes and cigarettes and things just laid at the altar, you know. And that's the kind of, even without calling those kind of spirits and things out, that's the kind of conviction and anointing and presence that we desire to see, praise the Lamb of God, when we're worshiping. But Prophet Dad was telling them yesterday, there's an intensity of an intense anointing, it comes with the intensity of the people, how they worship so seriously. Their praise and their worship is way more intense than ours over here, you know? The men, the women, and all, I mean, just wow. It startled me that to see those people praising God at the level that they were. And I'm talking about leaping and jumping and, oh, my goodness, man. And when we called prayer at the altar, they ran to that altar like no coercing, no, you know, you need to come. The Lord going to move at the altar. Tell her, bring her on up here. Man, those people bombarded that altar like crazy. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, it was very, very powerful and impactful experience, and we thank and praise God for it. The only thing that I wish is that I had the PSM crew with me. Mm-hmm. I wish that all of us was there together, man. That would have been so cool. That's why I can't wait for the gathering, because all of us going to be under the same roof at the same time there in Oak Brook and Illinois and Chicago there. And, man, let me tell you something. Y'all better get it ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Get the threshing floor ready, because the saints are coming. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to have an awesome, awesome time. I got people from Texas calling me. Praise the Lamb of God that's coming. Yeah, people from Buffalo, New York calling me, telling me, you know, hey, we're coming. We're coming. Praise the Lamb of God. So we got to get geared up now, man. It's time to go hut 2, 3, 4. And we're going to be warring for our promises. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the spirit realm, it's going to be awesome. And we praise God for it. Yes, indeed, we do. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl Sanders is on the air with me. We got another caller. Let's entertain this right quick. Praise the Lamb. I think I know who this is. Area code 832.
Hey, Prophet, this is Stephen.
Yeah, it's Stephen. How you doing, Stephen?
Good. Prophet, I'm trusting God as best as I can with my case. And so last time God said that he's going to cause it to be thrown out. And I am on this thing, like, my girlfriend and I talk about how I feel like I'm in Back to the Future, and I'm passing the windmill, no return, and I'm telling God, you know, I trust you, but I don't want to fall into the ravine, and I really don't want to go to trial. I'm not going to take the plea, and I'm just, you know, I'm asking God for just a little bit of understanding about how it's going to get thrown out. My mom is and my dad are looking through the CPS records, and I'm praying to God that they find something that the DA has to throw out the case with. I'm trusting Jesus as much as I can. It's just, anxiety is tearing me apart.
But, man of God, you know, and I hear you, and I do understand it. I don't want you to think that I take you lightly all the months and what that you have been dealing with this situation in this case. But, you know, we have to consider some greater things. One of those things is you're not in jail. You're not locked up anywhere. You're not in prison or anything of that nature. And you're a free man to go about your daily life as you do. And, you know, fellowship with your parents, talk to your girl or whatever, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You still have a phone to use and things of this nature. I think that your spirit is indicative of a lack of trust and full measure of faith in God to do what God said he would do. The promise of God are sure. All God's promises are yes and amen. And this be affirmed, this we know. And what God has spoken, God will perform. That we have no doubt about that, but it must be done in God's own time because of, praise the Lamb of God, his mighty workings that he's working in you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something. My meditation this morning, and I usually send this all my daughters, in the Lord that's listed in my email thing. It says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. Blessed is the man that perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown. He will receive the promise. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what the word of the Lord tells us. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. Because when he has stood the test, it's letting you know why the trial is there. It's only a test. But if you can't persevere through it, then, Stephen, you're not going to be the man of God that God needs you to be. And I keep telling you, God is preparing you for a greater work. So get your bootstraps, man, and shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of truth. Gird your loins, hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Put on your breastplate. Get the helmet of salvation. Get the sword of the Spirit in your hand. And praying always in the Holy Ghost. And stand on the promises of God. And stand on the promises of God. That's my encouragement to you. Dr. Darrell, you have anything to say to our prophet?
Well, I just want to, I just heard the Spirit of the Lord said that if you would just stand still, you're going to begin to see the salvation of the Lord. I agree with what everything Apostle has spoken unto you, but if you would just stand still and trust him in this season, you're going to begin to see God open things up for you and work things out in your favor. Because I come to tell you that delay don't mean is denied. So if you will just stand firm and just stand still and do the works of the Lord, just take care of God's business. Once you take care of God's business, he'll take care of your business.
Yeah, because, you know, I felt better when I had a student on campus that I prophesied over, and I was able to pray for her. And so, you know, I felt like God was telling me to, you know, that if I would, you know, he was sending me people that I could minister to, and I felt better. It's just that I felt the enemy attack me this morning, and I was just like, God, why do I feel this way when I know that you're going to do this, and I know that I haven't been in the Word as much as I should be because of school, and my needing God for reassurance in my classes and to help me make it through with school. So, you know, I know what I need to do. I need to fill my spirit back up because my spirit's the one that should be strong.
Well, just be strong in the Lord, man. God's going to work this thing out for you. And just, you know, to let God do it his way and learn the lessons as you go. If God has you ministering to other people, praise the Lamb of God, prophesying and what have you, and what in all of this, man, that should send a signal to you that, you know, you're on the Lord's program, man. You are right. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all right, Stephen. Praise the Lamb of God.
He's not going to take a light away from an area that needs to have a light in it.
Say what now?
He says he's not going to take a light away from an area of darkness when there needs to be a light there.
Right, exactly. Praise the Lamb of God. If he has chosen you as the light there, praise the Lamb of God, don't worry about it, man. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Just be patient and let God do what he does and hear the voice of Prophet Darrell and stand still and know that he's God, man. God don't show us all of his ways. Praise the Lamb of God. His ways are not our ways. But what he does do is, praise the Lamb of God, he manifested himself right place at the right time to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that all things work according to his good pleasure. Praise the Lamb of God for those of us that love him and trust in him. And I'm just encouraging you to trust in the Lord in this season and don't lose your faith in this season. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. It's going to be fine. You are already won the battle. The battle is already won. All right? So have a good one, Steve, okay? We're praying for you, man. Thank you with that, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, I need an intercessor. Praise God if there's someone here. Where is Bertha? I ain't heard Bertha's voice. Where is Miss Bertha? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Push one on your Bertha. I know you here somewhere. I'm looking down these numbers. Don't make me find you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I miss my people. Praise God. Hallelujah. There she is. Hey, Bertha.
Hey, Prophet. How are you? Hey, Prophet Dale.
How are you?
Now, Bertha, I haven't been around for you to be hollering, so where is your voice at today?
It's sinus and allergies, this change of the weather.
Oh, yeah, man. That's been a problem, I tell you, that this change of the weather is going on, is going down, and nothing we can do about it. But we will make it through again another season here in the state. This state here in Michigan, you can have all four seasons in the same day. All four.
That's right.
In the same day. Yeah, man, and I'm telling you, it's bad on people right now, praise the Lamb of God, here in this change of weather. But the Lord will see us through it, praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, what else is going on, girl? What's the Lord doing?
The Lord is just wonderful. You haven't been around, as you say, for me to wear my voice out, but I've just been getting, enjoying the Lord. I did a praise and worship service Sunday morning at a Church of God in Christ, and now they want me at another Church of God in Christ this Sunday morning. And it's all because they want to learn how to worship. True worship.
Wow.
I was just amazed that they even considered me. It says, we just see the anointing of worship on you, and we just want the young people to know what it is to worship. They know how to praise, but we want them to learn what worship is. So,
yeah, and that's the morning.
Now we'll be at another Church of God in Christ. But I said, Lord, my voice is for you. And the enemy is trying to track me with this sinus, but I'm going to do what God said do, because I can sing above the sinus when it needs to be. But God is just doing great, wonderful, marvelous things.
Well, that's wonderful, and we're glad to hear that. Praise the Lamb of God, that God is using you in such a great way. Praise the Lord, even in other areas of denominations and things of that nature. The Lord is opening doors. Praise the God. Oh, my goodness. It's a wonderful thing, though. It really is. Praise God. When people can sense the anointing on your life and what you're doing and desire that, praise the Lamb of God, and want to close, that's a breakthrough by itself right there. Praise the Lamb of God. So we just give God praise and glory for that. Hallelujah. My goodness, do you think you're going to be able to pray for us today?
I can always pray. I can come back up. Prophet Dell is there. If my voice go out, he got enough left over there to back me up.
I don't think Prophet Dell can get hoarse. I think that's an impossibility. That man of God, hallelujah, he knows how to go. I miss you all so much. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Today on Word Thursday here. Praise God. We're in the studio, and we just thank God for Bertha Pruitt there in Detroit, and Prophet Daryl Sanders over in Chicago, Illinois. And our voices are a little raggedy due to the change of weather, but we're here. Praise God. Hallelujah, giving God all we have. We're looking your way today. Hallelujah. Those of you that's going through, there's been so many deaths, praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to know the God of all comfort is able to comfort the hearts of your family members as well as yours. Praise the Lamb of God. Earth has no sorrow. Heaven cannot heal. Praise the Lamb of God. It is a process. The grieving is a process. Recovery, praise the Lamb of God, is a choice that we make, praise the Lamb of God, that we shall go on. And God said you shall go on. You must go on, praise the Lamb of God. For those of you who are experiencing sickness in various areas, praise the Lamb of God, family members and loved ones, we know God is a healer, praise the Lamb of God, and there's still enough medicine in the hem of his garment to heal a nation, praise the Lamb of God. He is the balm of Gilead, and he's able to make the wounded whole. For those of you in prisons, praise the Lamb of God and place of confinement. Those of you in convalescent homes, Jesus loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Mother, father, dad, Jesus loves you today. I know your sons and daughters won't visit you, but Jesus loves you today. Mother, they seem like they can serve, but Jesus is standing at the curve. Hallelujah. He loves you today. He loves you today. Jesus loves you today. Young man, young woman, praise the Lamb of God, come contemplating suicide. Don't you dare do it. There's a purpose on your life. There's a plan for your life. Don't do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus loves you. Bertha is coming out to lead us in prayer. Come on, Bertha.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we love
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. We adore you, exalt your
Thank
holy
you,
righteousness. We give you glory because you are the King of glory. You
Hallelujah.
Are the Lord of hosts, O God. Lord, you made the heavens and you made the earth. All that is in it, O God, you created it. God, we thank you for your wisdom,
yes.
for your knowledge and your understanding,
well,
for
I'm
your marvelous sure. works, O God. You are our God, and there is no God above you. Father, you are our God. We lift you up, Jesus, and we praise, magnify, and worship your holy name.
Yes,
Lord,
God.
We lift our eyes into the evils from which cometh our help. Because not all of our help comes from you.
All
and for that,
help.
We say thank you. Father
Hallelujah.
God, we just bless you. Because your name is holy. And you said, God, be you holy, for you are holy. And God, you said that the only way that we could worship you was in pure holiness. And God, we thank you for that today.
Yes,
we just thank you, God, for your Son, Christ Jesus, who
yes,
gave
God.
His life that we might live. We thank you for the shedded blood, oh God. God, because there's power in the blood of Jesus to heal the sick, oh God. There's power in the blood of Jesus to deliver and set free those that are bound by addictions. The yoke, oh God. God, there's power in your blood to set the captive free. Power in the name of Jesus. You came, Jesus, to heal, deliver, and to set free. And God, we thank you for that right now. God, we thank you that you call us worthy to be your sons and daughters. God, because we are adopted through the blood of Jesus. You connected us back to the Father through your shedded blood. And for that, we say thank you. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look upon the lands, oh God. The calamity, oh God, that's going forth, oh God. The tornadoes, the hurricanes, the shootings of the innocent, oh God. In the nations, oh God, we ask you now to bind that spirit of murder, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your hand of mercy prevail over your righteous people, oh God. Protect us, oh God, through the storms. God, you said in your word that these things must take place in order for the prophecies to be fulfilled, oh God, of the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But God, you also said that you will protect us through the storms that go on in this world. And God, we ask you now to stretch forth your hands of mercy just to seek, oh God. Heal those, oh God, you said in your word that miracles, signs, and wonders will be released in this season. Go into the nursing homes, oh God. Go into the hospice places, oh God. Let them be raised up, oh God, for your glory. God, go into the prison cells, oh God. Let repentance take place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said your word would not return unto your voice. But that you have said it to. God, we believe your word. We cling to your word. In you, God, do we trust. We God is not in the government. It's not in the mayor's office. But God is in you. God, we need a move. Of all of our beings, it is in you, God, that is our provider. God, you are our shelter. You are our strong tower. And we thank you, God, that in you we have Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
thank
God.
You, God.
The Lord on my soul.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, what a wonderful, wonderful. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness.
Like prayer, people of God, I tell you, my goodness gracious. When the go to worship, hallelujah. When we come together in prayer, touching and agreeing, hallelujah, there's nothing our God can't do. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
God, I stand in the gap today as your apostle, as your prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing with Prophet Daryl and Bertha, Father. Hallelujah. That the promises of the Lord be released on the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's your word, your word, your word, your word, God. Hallelujah. Were made manifest before their very eyes. The signs and wonders and miracles. Hallelujah. Were manifest, Father. You're God today by yourself, Father. Doors of opportunity will swing open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God, for your people, oh God. That the wealth that's from the wicked, that's laid up for the righteous, will be released into their hands. Hallelujah, oh God, that they'll walk out empty and come back in full, that they'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. For it's you who give seed to the sower. It's you, Father, has created harvest time and seed time. It's you, Father, that feed every bird in the sky, that feed, oh God, the fish in the great ocean. It's you, oh God, who is Jehovah Jireh, your God, our provider. Somebody teach it now, Father. Bang those doors open. We command the gates. We command the gates to open. The gates of bountifulness. The gates of abundance. We command them to swing open now. In the name of Yeshua. We speak according to your word, oh God, that this is the hour. This is the season of great manifestation. This is the season of recovery. This is the season of renewal. This is the season, oh God, that we are taking what the enemy has stolen from us. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God of God and of kings and Lord of lords. There is none. There is none like you. Jehovah. El Shaddai. Jehovah. El Shaddai. Jehovah. El Shaddai. You are the Almighty God. You are the many-breasted one. There's nothing. There is nothing you can do. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise, Holy One of Israel. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, I feel your presence here. Thank you for the weight of your glory. Yes, God. Move on the altar of hearts of your people. Thank you, Father. Under a strengthen, oh God. Strengthen today. Under a bohu, somebody needs a lift, oh God. Under a bohu, shatae. Somebody just need a lift from you, Father. Somebody just need a sign that you're there and going to work. Somebody just needs the bless them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we release the blessing. We release blessing, oh God. We command the blessings on your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
For
God. Jesus.
God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Unexpected blessing. Yes, God. Unexpected blessing. Those under the sound of my voice. Unexpected. Hallelujah. Yes, God, today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give you praise. I give you praise, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Woo!
Hallelujah.
God in heaven. Who is Lord? Who is like
God?
God here today, people of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, God. Yes. Bless your name.
Oh, glory to your name.
Hey, God. Russia. Ah, God. Yes, God. Yes. You alone are holy.
You
alone are right. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you, Bertha Pruitt. Oh, my God. The woman of God. Oh, yes. Yes, God. Yes. Oh, yes. Daryl, thank you for being here. Yes, God. Yes, God. Daryl, I see some keys being given to you, man of God. Prophet, some keys are being handed to you to something else. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Keys to a building is being put in your hands, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Another set of keys are being put into a building. Praise the Lamb of God. A place of worship. A place of deliverance. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I see white trimmed windows. Praise the Lamb of God. God, forgive me here today, but I'm just... The Lord is here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I see white trim windows around the side of this building. Praise the Lamb of God. I see at the corner, there's a bush, and then there's some trees. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's a fence. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, right there that separates, praise the Lamb of God, this building from another business. There's a business next door. Praise the Lamb of God. With a building look like it's elevated above the building that's yours. Praise the Lamb of God. I see gray, praise the Lamb of God, a light gray, yes, praise the Lamb of God, type of painting, or I don't know if it's painting or the material that's on the outside of this building. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We release that to Prophet Daryl, Father. The keys in his hands, the door opening. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I see a banner going over the front. Praise the Lamb of God. Announce, praise the Lamb of God, like the grand opening. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I see some pine doors. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. I see some thick pine doors. praise the Lamb of God, with a little glass in them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, with metal handles on them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise the Lamb of God for a deliverance center. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, God. We give you praise today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. The Lord is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how that just came up. It just woo, like a video machine. Praise the Lamb of God just popped on in my, oh, my goodness gracious. We give God praise today. Yes, God. God, all the praise. Hallelujah. And the honor and the glory. Yes, God. Yes, God. What a mighty God. What an awesome God we serve today. Ah, God is here. Yes, he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got a caller here. Let me see. Area code 586. Area code 586. The mic is hot.
That's Keela.
Keela?
Yes.
Keela, where are you from?
I'm from Harrison Township, Pastor.
Harrison Township. How are you today?
I'm fine.
All right. And why are you finding us today, Keela?
You say what?
Well, and you're calling in for what purpose today?
Well, I've thought I always had the number, Pastor, but apparently I was one number off, so I had to call and get it from my sister.
Oh. Is this Keela Williams?
Yes, it is.
Oh, this is, remember that Prophet Dell, get the belt out. Bertha, get the belt out. Let's go to Truth Christian Assembly. I know, I'm saying, I know this voice. It's my Keela, though. I raised this child in church. How you doing, daughter?
I'm all right.
What the Lord been doing with you, girl?
I guess putting me through some tests. But
you
know, we all got to go through some tests to get to the other side.
Hallelujah. Well, Keela, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this right now, Keela. The call that's on your life demands you, is the Lamb of God, listen to me good, demands you to get into a mode of knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that everything in your life is going to be shifted and rearranged as you pursue your destiny. And even if you don't pursue it, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord is going to cause things to start working to bring you to into the personality and into the what can I say, praise the Lamb of God, the setting, the life that he wants you to live with, that prophetic anointing that's on your life. Now, you've got the call on your life, but one thing you have not done is you have not came to me and confessed that calling to say, Pastor, I accept my calling into the ministry of Jesus Christ for whatever way God has called you to. And then that puts us in the place to set you into your training and your teaching mode, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That has to be done through your prayer life and through your accepting life. But we must remember, once one, Prophet Darrell, has grabbed hold to the gospel plow and think to look back, that they're not fit for the kingdom, the Lamb of God. So it has to be a made-up mind, ride or die, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm going to do God's will with the same perseverance and with the same tenacity that you have seen displayed in your pastor, that nothing stops me. Not no rumor, not no lie, not no alibi. Nothing stops me from doing God's will. Not sickness, not height, nor death, nor tribulation, Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Nor any
mm-hmm.
other creature. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. And that has to be the made up mind of the individual, praise the Lamb of God, who has accepted, praise God, hallelujah, of the call that is upon their life. So that I want you to really, really consider and pray over, praise the Lamb of God. The next thing is when this show is over at 2 o'clock, at your earliest convenience, call me. I got some things I need to give you, praise the Lamb of God, that God gave me. Hallelujah. I think that it's going to cause the shift in your situation. Praise the Lamb
mm-hmm.
of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prophet Dell.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Perfect. You got anything to say to Keela today?
The Lord just said, Keela, that he needs you to be more consistent. And he needs you to come draw closer to him. Meditate in the word more, because your distractions are sent to keep you from drawing closer to God. But God said, now is the time for you to step forth and be what he has called you to be, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh, that's a wonderful spirit here. I just love the presence of God, the way I'm feeling. Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I just touch and agree with what Apostle and Prophet Bertha said, and I just want to just say, favor is following you.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Everything, oh, my goodness, help me, Jesus. Things are not going to come too easy, but favor is going to be with you. Everywhere you go, you're going to seem like everything is just going to seem like everywhere you go, it's going to be like deny, deny, deny. But God says, favor, favor, favor. All because what Bert said, you're consistent. Amen. Like the woman in the Bible with the unjust judge. Hallelujah. She continuously going to that unjust judge until he said, okay, let me avenge this woman because she's worrying me. All because of your consistent favor is going before you and make easy and successful your way. And don't get discouraged. I don't care what comes, I don't care what goes. Do not get discouraged in this hour, in this season. Hallelujah. Because the devil comes to try to shake you by the devil side. Kind of
go.
God. God always abiding in the works of the Lord. God. Hallelujah. He's going to allow you to tread on scorpions and serpents, hallelujah. And not only that, oh my goodness, I see you walk on a platform, woman of God. And as you begin to walk this platform, I see you laying on hands,
You better tell her, Doc.
And as you begin to lay on hands, folk is falling up under the power. But when they got up with a different language.
Head, I wash your head.
Glory to
Jesus.
God.
There he is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Keela, I've been telling you this for a long time. Praise the Lamb of God. We're taking time out to minister to you today. But I've been telling you this for a long time, Lamb of God. There is a powerful anointing upon your life. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. Praise the Lamb of God, to deliver others, to empower others. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But it's going to take a made up mind that I work for Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. And that I'm going to do God's will. And whatever else you do in life, that has to be on the forefront of your mind and your heart. Hallelujah. When you do that, you're going to see things working together so good like never before, because I promise you, I've been knowing this about you for, Prophet Darrell, let me tell you how on you are about that favor follows this girl. Anytime the church used to be down with money, I used to tell the Lord to send Keela. Keela would walk in that door and she would walk up to me sometime during or after the service, and she would put a knot in my hand and said, the Lord then blessed us again, prophet. Favor, praise the, uncommon, praise the Lamb of God. When others couldn't get cars, Keela would ride up brand new on them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Favor uncommon has always been on her. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just want you to know, Keela, that God is ringing your doorbell now. Praise the Lamb of God. And when your yes comes, it's going to release the pressure off of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to be an awesome time. Hallelujah. And I'm looking forward to those developmental classes and what have you that we will have to instruct you in the way. Hallelujah. Anything else you want to say to us?
I think I know that, or I've always known that I'm like that different person or whatever, and I've always known I had some type of calling on my life, and I believe I'm ready for what the Lord has for me, and like the prophet said that, and that, you know, it's always these distractions that, you know, just coming to me, and I just need to just stay in prayer more to just get those distractions out the way. And I think once I do that, I'll be fine.
Yeah. You know, that's what you have to do, and you just have to turn from the distractions and just say, you know what? Distract all you want. I'm going to do God's will.
Mm-hmm.
That just has to come to a place in us, praise the Lamb of God. Again, the same scripture I gave to the young man. Hallelujah. Blessed is the person that perseveres under trial. That means no matter what's happening around you, what's happening to you, right? You got to keep to it. Right? I ain't giving up. I'm walking towards God. I'm doing God's will. I'm doing what the Lord will have me to do. I don't care if this whole world crumbles. I'm standing on the word and the promises of God. That person, the Bible says, shall receive the promise.
Amen.
That perseveres under trial, you shall receive the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lamb. I love you today, daughter. And
I love you too.
For you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Be blessed. All right. By God, I take a minute there with my daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, when she came to the church, she was a little girl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Erico 281. Y'all done lit us up now. Erico 281. Your mic is hot.
Hello.
Who's calling today?
Vanessa Bell.
Vanessa Bell, where you calling from?
Cypress, Texas.
You're calling from Cypress, Texas. Oh, wow. What is that by? What major city you by?
Houston.
Oh, you close to Houston. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How you find out about us, daughter?
Through a friend of mine.
Really? What they tell you about us? I want to hear what they tell you to do.
Not so much that they listen to you every week.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. Well, we good. We happy to have you join us here. Praise the Lamb of God at PSM Live. Praise the Lord in our prophetic perspectives. Okay, so why are you calling in today?
Well, basically, I was looking for a healing prayer for my back.
You for your back?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know God is a healer, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Praise. You born again, baptized, and all of that?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. What church you go to down there?
God's Key to the Kingdom Ministry.
God's Key to the Kingdom. Okay.
Ooh.
The name sounds right. God's Key to the Kingdom. Hallelujah. and your back has been bothering, the lower part of your back?
Yes.
Hallelujah, yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel it. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I also felt the hand of the Lord on my left side. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless his name. Yes, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. God, our healer. God, our restorer. Hallelujah. You're able today, Father. Even there he is, where she is right now. I command the healing virtue of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Touch. To heal and deliver. I command strength to her back now. Hallelujah. Command her spine to line up. Hallelujah. And every portal in her spine column to open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Now, Father, I command the fire of God, the heat, the warmth of your presence and your spirit right there in the mold of her back. Touch. Touch. Heal in the name of Jesus. You bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. If you pray. Hallelujah. Girl, I felt the release of virtue. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, in Jesus' mighty name. Receive the healing balm. Bless Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Well, what a wonderful God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What favor he's given us today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel that presence there, that warmth. My God in heaven, be thou made whole, daughter, in the name of be made whole. Glory to God. No more sleepless nights for you. Praise the Lamb of God. No more tossing and turning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for complete wholeness, for complete healing. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait for the testimony to come forth. Praise the Lamb.
Amen.
Daughter, what you feeling right now? Do you feel the presence?
Yes, I do.
Hallelujah. God's working on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch what happens now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's going to be as if it was never there.
Thank you.
It's going to be as if it was never there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb in Jesus' name. We bless him now. Praise God. Hallelujah. You call back in and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hallelujah. Anybody, the birthday, you got something to say to her? Prophet Darrell?
Yes. The Lord said that there are some prayer requests that you had sent up to him, unspoken prayer requests. God said he's heard your prayer, and he's already released your answer.
Amen.
God also says that you desire to go higher in him.
Amen.
And he is releasing the light of his glory within you. Because
Amen.
You want to do more for him spiritually.
Yes.
And God said he's going to honor that request of yours. Because this is the season that he is releasing his manifested glory into willing vessels. Those
Amen.
That are willingly wanting him and are seeking him. And you desire him. And you're seeking him earnestly. And as Father said, total recovery is in your back.
Amen.
I felt the light of God upon my back as he was releasing it in yours. Your back
Amen.
Is totally healed. But what you have asked God for, He said he has released it. It is granted.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to Jesus. My God.
You know, I just touch and agree. I touch and agree with what all has been said. I know that God has healed your back. Oh, my goodness, because I had to come and lay across my bed because the left side of my back began to start hurting. Hallelujah. And I know God is getting ready to do it. And the reason why the attacks are the reason why the attacks seem like they keep coming, all because I agree with Bertha and Apostle that it is another level in ministry for you, God said.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Even when you begin to smoke, I begin to hear your singing in the spirit here. So said the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't know if you're going to be singing in the choir or the praise team. I don't know which field that's operating in, but God is calling you higher, and that's why your attack is so severe, because when you begin to witness to people and pray for people, hallelujah, glory be to God, you pick up the condition, so said the Spirit of God. And God said when you begin to intercede for folk, hallelujah, you is just pushing them to another place in him. Hallelujah. And you continue to pray for your family here. Hallelujah. I don't know who Michael is, but I heard the name Michael come up before you here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And God said that it is well. All is well with your soul.
Amen. Amen.
What's your name again?
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Vanessa Bell.
Yes.
I'm finna ring your bell, okay? You know the house you asked God for?
Mm-hmm.
God said he's gonna give it to you.
Amen. I receive it.
No, no, baby. Baby, you better get ready to move in it. God said it's yours.
I'm
speaking as a prophet of God, and if I'm lying, I hope God kill me dead. I ain't just talking.
Amen.
You just watch to pack that box. Hallelujah. God said it's yours. How he's going to give it to you, I don't know, but it's yours.
I receive it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going to need your back right for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God in heaven, you be blessed today.
You too. Thank
Don't
you.
Don't forget about us, okay?
I won't. Thank you very much.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Error code 818?
Yes. Hi, Prophet. It's Cammy.
Cammy, how you doing, Cammy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed today, Cammy. Tell me something good.
Yes.
Tell me something good.
Oh,
Cammy,
well,
I've been praying for you. Tell me something good. Now, I need to hear something good.
Well, I'm just still believing and praying and asking God continue to strengthen me and my family, as also in my business and as I move forward and direction I take, and as I also I'm transitioning as far as moving and into a house around here. So just believing God that is what He wants me to do. You know, that is where I'm supposed to be, because I'm moving in the next couple of days, and for some reason I feel strong, but then sometimes I don't. So it's a lot of doubt there. So I'm just asking God, to give me an answer, and also to continue to strengthen my company. And I got some things on the table right now that it was a go, and then somehow it, I don't know what happened. Then the guy called and said the money is for the Bureau of Prisons. He called and said that the money somehow disappeared. They did some other stuff with the money, and I said, oh, Lord. And I said, I just have to, continue to pray and ask God to, show up on my behalf in that area, because a pretty big contract. So I'm asking God for that, as well as for my other customers.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha, do you hear something for your sister here today?
Cammy, God said He's already answered your prayers.
Amen.
You don't have to pray anymore. All He needs you to do is to praise Him for what He's already done. And for
Hallelujah.
What He's going to do.
Yes.
Praise is your weapon.
Hallelujah.
Begin to just praise Him in advance.
Yes.
You don't have to see it to believe it, but receive it. You already seen it. Walk in it, prepare for it, because God said it is already done.
Daughter, I'm so happy for you. I don't know what to do.
Oh, thank you. I too. Thank you so much.
I told you he was going to do it for you. You just watch.
Hallelujah.
You just watch. Praise the Lamb of God. Little things become much when you put them in the Master's hand. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Woo! Praise the Lamb of God. Girl, I see you on a plane. I'm scared to tell you that this plane is yours, but I see you on this plane. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm seeing you on an airplane walking through the door. Hallelujah. And this is a private jet. This ain't
that's
no commercial plane.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I had a dream, I think, the night before last, that I was on a private jet, my girlfriend and I. Oh, my God.
I don't know if this jet yours, but I see you on a private
hallelujah.
Jet on business,
oh,
baby.
Oh, hallelujah.
Shining us at 40,000 feet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I received that.
My God, that's some pretty trim wood on this plane.
Oh, hallelujah.
This ain't no slugger plane here. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. You said you just had this dream?
Yep, I had a dream.
Lord, have mercy.
Me and my girlfriend was on a private jet. Yep. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's dangerous to let the prophet go over to an island for a week. Boy, y'all just don't know. Hallelujah. It's dangerous to let me go like that. Praise the Lord. Woo! Looking out over all that water, talking to Jesus every day. Dangerous to let the prophet move like that. My God in heaven. I see you on a white suit. It's white cream suit. Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. You got some beads or pearls around your neck. Thank you, Jesus. I'm looking right at you.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you got heels on, too, baby. You ain't got on no flats. You got on heels. You got on no business woman heels. You going to do this business. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah,
our Father, in abundance, God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let your word be true and let every man be a liar. Find the enemy, hallelujah, from every thought and process, hallelujah, in the way that you're taking Cammy, covering the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, I'm excited about you today. Hallelujah. Darryl, Prophet Darryl, some of the stuff Prophet Darryl told you is going to hit you so quick, it's going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
This right now money. This ain't way off in the future.
Yes, hallelujah.
Now stuff he was talking. Checks in the mail, pray.
Yes.
God, and money in your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Before you come from the bank, you're going to have some more to go. Go ahead, man.
Hallelujah.
Oh! In Jesus' name. All right, we got to move on. We got to move some more people here. Hallelujah. The line is growing. Hallelujah. Somebody done rung the bell and told them the prophet back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see what we got here. Error code 832.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. My name is Georgia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Who is this now?
This is Kokwevi Fode.
What are you calling?
From Texas.
And what is your name again?
Coco Fode.
Coco?
Yes.
Coco Fode?
Yes.
Wow, I never heard this name before. Coco Fode. Praise the Lord. And you calling from Houston, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Boy, I got a lot of Texas support that I don't even know. My goodness gracious, I need to come down there and do a conference or something. Somewhere down there in the Houston area. I know I go to Dallas a lot, but my God, this Houston is popping up here, daughter. Praise the Lord. Why are you calling us today?
Yes, sir. I would like to hear a word from the Lord.
You would like to hear a word from the Lord. Where are you from?
I'm from West Africa, Burkina Faso.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lamb. All right. Hallelujah. Bertha, you hear something for your sister?
Coco, he called in last Thursday, if I make no mistake.
Oh, last Friday?
Yeah, that Friday, and you called in for prayer.
Yes.
And God said he has answered your prayer request. And that the word that Prophet Daryl spoke to you, God said it is going to manifest. God says just to keep seeking him and get more into prayer, get more into your word, because God wants to use you. There's an anointing on your life. God wants to use you to bring others in. God says just continue to rise early in the morning and to seek him for more wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of his word, because you will fulfill the destiny that God has for you, and that's the word of the Lord.
Coco, I don't even know why you call it in. Praise the Lamb of God. God calls you prophetess. Praise the Lamb of God. He told me that he has called you as a prophetess to the nation. Hallelujah. And that you will rise up, praise the Lamb of God, and even go back, hallelujah, to your homeland and deliver many. Praise the Lamb of God. Deliver your people. And God says, praise the Lamb of God, when you go back to your country, praise the Lamb of God, you're going with power. You're going with a special power, a special anointing, praise the Lamb of God. When you go back to West Africa, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to break the yoke, hallelujah, off of the necks of your people. And you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, the dead rise. You're going to see healings and miracles right before your very eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to take you, praise the Lamb of God, and make you, praise the Lamb of God, as like a Mother Teresa, hallelujah, to your nation, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. This is the voice of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God to you today, hallelujah. Prophetess, he calls you prophetess, praise the Lamb of God. God calls you prophetess, hallelujah, and he has already visited you in dreams and visions. He's already spoken to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, Coco. Yes, in Jesus' name. Prophet Daryl?
Yes, sir. I just want to tell Coco to go forth in Jesus' name. Because when he called you prophetess, I heard Prophetess Deborah.
My God in heaven.
Prophetess Deborah was a prophetess that led the people out of captivity.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
You're getting ready to do, not only you getting ready to deliver a lot of people in your country, but a lot of your family members is getting ready to come out of, oh my God, out of tradition and religion. Because see, some of your family members really don't want to be bothered with you all because they say that you're a holy roller, you this and that and da 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 da, et cetera. But God said you're getting ready to bring a lot of them out. Because the word that God has placed in your belly.
Yes, Lord.
God has allowed fire to enter into your hand.
Jesus.
And this is the woman of God. You go forth in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Don't let nothing stop you.
Hallelujah. Coco Day, Coco. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Coco,
hallelujah.
I wish you could come to our conference in November in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I really wish, praise that you could come to this prophetic conference so we could activate, praise the Lamb of God, and impart spiritual giftings to you. Hallelujah, to really get you on a good running start here. Yeah, my goodness, praise the Lamb. The gathering is coming. It's going to be a power. The people of God don't even know what God is about to do in Chicago. They really, really don't have a clue And I'm not releasing what God is about to do in the city of Chicago over in Oak Brook, Illinois. Praise the Lamb of God, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Hallelujah. The number of visitation, the number of completion, and the number of new beginning. Praise the Lamb of God. That God is about to do, praise the Lamb of God, setting them up for 2014, and they're not even aware of it. Praise the Lamb of God. But when they come under that roof, hallelujah, at the Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois, they're going to see the very manifestation of the power and the presence of God. Hallelujah. Like we have never seen it before. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I wish you could make your way. Praise God. I'm happy for you, daughter, that God has chosen you as a deliverer for your people. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to work for you in Houston, too. It's not just all about West Africa. Hallelujah. You are prophetess to the nations, God says. Hallelujah. He's going to see more places than that. But just get rid of, how old are you, can I ask? Just give me a ballpark figure.
I'm 26 years old.
Oh, yeah, you got enough youth in you, girl, to run. Hallelujah, to the day is. Hallelujah. Go on with your bed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You be blessed today.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Right now. Praise the Lord. Right. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Look at God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh, boy, and the lines are lit up here. Granddaughter?
Yeah. Hello?
Shatwan?
This is Sandra and Shatwan, Prophet. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful, wonderful.
All right. So now why are you calling in today?
They come to prophesy.
I'm calling in because God is doing a work and he's pouring into me. This is a new thing for me. I've never experienced anything like this before. I feel like I'm filling up to the point where I'm expanding. And if I reach out and touch someone or put my hands on someone, I feel that the electricity from the power of the Holy Spirit will go through my hands. And the Spirit of the Lord told me to push one on the dial because he's going to confirm the work that he's doing in me through his prophet. So I pushed one on the dial.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha?
Yes. Sandra, the Lord, there is promotion and elevation going on in you. And God is taking you to a new dimension. And he's releasing the anointing of healing in your hand, your right hand, so that you will be able to lay hand on the sick and they will recover.
Mm.
And God said, be mindful of who you lay hands on in this season.
Amen.
Be mindful. Oh, God also says, watch. And he puts a watch before the prayer in the word. He says, watch and pray. But God's word to you, Sandy, is watch.
Amen.
I don't know what he's meaning it as, but he says, watch. It could mean watch and see what he's going to do with you, or it could mean to watch your back. Because all those that say they are with you are not for you.
Amen.
And that's the word of the Lord.
My God in heaven. Prophet Daryl?
Apostle, I'm just standing in agreement with Prophetess Bertha said, you know, because the Bible also tell us, lay hands on no man suddenly. In
yeah.
other words, don't be quick to lay hands on any and everybody, because see, guess what? Them spirits will jump on to you. And you have to be careful when you begin to lay hands. Because I see even when you get back home, you're going to begin to lay hands. Mm. I don't know, somebody's going to have a problem going on in their stomach area. And God is going to tell you to lay hands. Hold on, my nebio, come on, nebio, say God, hallelujah. And that's why it's very important that you keep anointed oil with you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Lord,
amen.
Yes, Lord, I heard you, Lord. All right. Okay, Lord. Okay. The Lord told me to tell you that everything is getting ready to be released into your hands. And as they begin to be released into your hands, hallelujah, the healing of your body is going to begin to take.
Yes.
I heard the Lord say he's getting ready to reconstruct your bones here. He's getting ready to give you new bone marrow. Thank you, Jesus. He's getting ready to give you new bone marrow. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to lubricate your bones like never before. Hallelujah. All right, Lord. Tell her.
Yes.
God said
yes.
He's getting bones as a 19-year-old.
Yes, God.
Oh, my. Bless me under the book. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, oh, my God. Yes, God. And he has anointed you to be a healer in this season.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Sandra, I'm going to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God to confirm, hallelujah, what the Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. The Lord, when I'm sitting here and the Lord is speaking to me concerning you, and I closed my eyes, all I could see is green. And the Lord spoke to me and said, tell Sandra that this healing anointing is not just about physical healing. It is about restoration. Praise the Lamb of God. It's about restoring, praise the Lamb of God, people and things. And that includes finances, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To be able to repair, praise the Lamb of God, someone's finances to heal in various areas. Inner healing, the inner scars of people that's on their spirits, praise the Lamb of God. The brokenhearted, praise, to heal the brokenhearted was one of the anointings of Jesus when Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, praise the Lamb of God. There's a lot of brokenhearted people, hallelujah, yes, broken in heart, broken in spirit. And this type of restoration, hallelujah, anointing, as Prophet Daryl has told you, and birth is something that you can't play with, it's going to be imperative for you to listen to the Holy Ghost, listen to the leading of the Lord on who to lay hands on, and not to be anxious to do it because you know you're gifted. And that's one of the disciplines, praise the Lamb of God, that has to come as we are seasoned and mature in God, praise the Lamb of God, that we have to come to a place, yes, God, hallelujah, of discipline. Whereas that we're not anxious to lay hands, we're not anxious to exercise our giftings, but that we come to a place of just waiting on God to speak, on God to lead, on God to give us the utterance, praise the Lamb of God, or the unction is a better word, to function, praise God. Do you can find yourself in a world of trouble? Yes, Lord, praise God, trust it from me. You can find yourself in the world of trouble. Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, there's a good, strong anointing on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Walk humbly with your pastor. Be very, very humble, submissive. This ain't no cocky season. This ain't no season to be flip-lipped and going off on people. This is a season for you to absorb all the knowledge, instruction, and direction that you can.
Yes.
Okay?
All right, Prophet.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you today. Be blessed.
All right. You got one more, Prophet. Hold on.
Hello. Hey, Granddaddy.
Hey, how you doing, daughter?
I'm doing all right.
What's going on with you?
Not much, just going to work.
How's your body doing? How's your health?
It's going.
Sad apostle.
Yeah. Prophet Darrell?
I'm telling you to say it because I just picked that up when she got on the phone. But go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just tapping in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You're in the building.
Hallelujah. I think we need to release something on you today. Praise the Lamb of God. In that area, daughter. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the God said your healing is a process. Praise the Lamb of God. It is a process. Praise the Lamb. Wow. Bless the name of God. Where I go, thank you, Jesus. Yes, go. God said he's bringing you into your own, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God, granddaughter. God is bringing you into your own. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord says. Tell her I'm bringing her into her own. Praise the Lamb of God. We're in this bringing, hallelujah, into this fulfillment of what he has promised you into your own. Hallelujah. He is also, praise the Lamb of God, causing your, it's as the scripture says, praise the Lamb of God, for your health to equal your spirituality, your physical health. I would that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Praise the Lamb of God. This is where God is processing you, praise the Lamb of God, so that you won't put the cart before the horse. Hallelujah. So that you just won't run on empty, praise the Lamb of God. Everything is, yes, God, is going to come together, praise the Lamb of God, so that you will be fit and ready for what God is bringing you into when it comes down to your past, bitch, when it comes down to, praise the Lamb of God, what he wants you to do, because you ain't going to have time to be running back and forth to no hospitals and things of that nature, except you're going to be running, going to lay hands on other people. But praise the Lamb of God, you don't have time for the congregation to be laying hands on you. It's going to be needing to minister to them. And that's what God wants for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute now. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Your mother's face keep coming before me also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I need to stop right here. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We break every generational curse. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of sickness and disease. We stop it now, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That the sins of the Father will not be charged to the children, Father. Hallelujah. The sins of the mother will not be charged, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, the healing balm of your head be upon your daughter. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Healing and delivering. Yes. Even in her heart, Father, in her spirit,
yes,
I pray this restoration that you will restore. Hallelujah, hurts and pains of yesterday, that you would heal those scars. Hallelujah. Under a shadow of rejection.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. We rebuke the spirit of rejection. We rebuke, hallelujah, the spirit of depression.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. And the Lord that comes up against his daughter that causes psychosomatic symptoms in our body. Devil, I said, hand off the property of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Devil, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bind you to the pit.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Of God. I command joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lamb of God. I command joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
yes, God. This spirit, praise the Lamb of God, of no caringness. Hallelujah. This lackadaisical, I rebuke in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hey, God, we thank you now, Father, that your daughter, hallelujah, is restored and that her body is being restored. We seal every crack with the blood, hallelujah, was shed at Calvary in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command strength to our mind. Thank you, Father. Under the restoration of every capacity of us, in the name of Jesus, what the enemy has meant for evil, hallelujah, be for your good, says the Lamb of God. Under the yes, God, yes, God, restore every cell, restore every cell, restore every cell membrane, hallelujah, every neutron, every proton, restore today, oh God, in Jesus' matchless name, hallelujah, hallelujah, and it is so, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 Prophet Dale Bear, the Bertha,
separation. God is separating you from people, and he said when he do it, don't turn back. My neck according to the
outside.
Some of these people have hurt you so bad. Oh, yeah, go on in the outside.
Yes, God.
Paul wouldn't come in the building.
Whatever you're doing in this season, don't go down me. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do without me.
Hallelujah.
If you hear me, healing in this season, please don't do without me. Edible shine.
Hallelujah.
You're doing in this season.
Don't do it without me.
Praise the Lamb.
Don't do it without me.
All right, people of God, we got to move on. Praise the Lamb of God. There's others here. All right, granddaughter. Hallelujah. You all be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Next. Praise the Lamb. Erico 225.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Treva. You can hear me?
Yeah, Treva.
Hey, I just called with a praise report.
Well, we want to hear this.
Okay, my dad is up walking. We went to go see him yesterday, and he said, what? And he got up walking. Praise
dad
God.
Is up walking. My goodness gracious.
Yes.
Look at God we serve today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Man of God had a stroke while he was inside. But look at God rectifying the condition. Praise the Lamb of God. What a praise today.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he's still going through rehabilitation, and he has movement in his arm.
Movement in the left arm?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look like he's on his way to recovery. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus.
So he's going to be walking out of there, just as God says, as we believe.
God said he will restore him. The Lord told me to tell you. Tell Trivia, I will restore him, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Restoration is the spirit of restoration. God said he will restore him. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Wait a minute, the Lord's speaking to you. God said he's giving you the power, hallelujah, to bring life to dead things. Hallelujah, Trivia.
Oh, hallelujah.
God's giving you the power to bring life to dead things.
I receive that.
God said, I'm giving you the power.
Hallelujah.
To bring life to dead things.
Glory, hallelujah.
That's resurrection power.
Yes, of course.
That's resurrection power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody releasing to you now.
Work tonight. Work today, Father.
Hallelujah. You better know what he's releasing to you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
To whom much is given. It's required.
Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I say yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I say yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. What a God. What a God. What a God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
We'll raise the very dead.
Yes, Lord.
You will be called when people die, and you will call their names, and their eyes will open.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. What a powerful anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said you're going overseas to foreign countries. Praise the Lamb of God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you are. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going over to other countries. Praise the Lamb of God. Second, third world countries. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. God's got work for you to do.
The Lord.
Woo-wee. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. I feel your God. Presence strong today. Yes. Ow. Three. Hallelujah. Boy, wait a minute, Treva. Lord speaking. Yes, God. God said he's going to give you three forms of income.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Three streams of income. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
God said, get ready for the best days of your life.
Thank you, Father. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Daryl,
Jesus.
Prophet, hallelujah. You have anything to tell him? Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all forgive me. I just
want to tell you that I just agree with everything Apostle has told you. And the more that you begin to speak life, is the more God is going to pour into your life. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The more you begin to decree life, the double portion is coming. The double portion of health is coming. What am I saying?
Glory.
I'm saying the double portion of finances is coming as you begin to speak life. Ah, it almost shot.
My God, what a powerful gifting.
My God. I see you laying hands on somebody with a limp here. What about say? God said, and he said he's going to straighten out their leg. What about that? He come out of the Messiah.
Glory.
Oh, my shit, God. I don't know if you ever heard of Smith Wigglesworth. Edomosha.
Glory, hallelujah.
You get ready to receive a double portion of anointing. Oba Shikiyando. God is getting ready to send you two women that's dangerous in the spirit realm. That's going to protect you. Oba Shikiyando. Because you're going to need some armor bearers. Hey. Glory be to God.
Glory.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. I even see, my goodness. And these women ain't going to be, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. They're not going to play in the realm of the spirit.
Glory.
Spirit of God. God said, my God. Your last days is going to be the best days of your life. So set the
Lord.
Spirit of God.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Father.
God in heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Trivia,
bless you, girl.
Thank you. Bless you,
God. Y'all getting ready for the gathering?
Yes.
All right, now, I'm looking for you in the house. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Be
okay.
Blessed. My God. Here we go, 504.
Good afternoon. Praise God. Prophet, this is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How's things going, girl?
I am good. Praise God. The show is awesome. Praise God.
No, but the Lord is doing a lot already for you, girl, that you ain't talking about, is it?
He is doing a lot. God is faithful. Every time I want to stress, God is still, he will provide. He will have people's just words, just encouragement. God is good. He's just awesome. You know,
how's the Atlanta area treating you? Is things going well there?
In Savannah, yes. Yes, it's good.
Savannah,
Yes, sir. It has its days, but, I mean, God is overall still amazing.
My goodness gracious. Amen. Bertha? Bertha, don't go to sleep on us.
Hi, Tamika. How you doing?
Hi.
I definitely Tamika, just stay focused. God is well pleased with what you're doing.
Yes, Lord,
woman.
He is.
God is well pleased with you, Tamika. God says, keep your focus, be encouraged, because what God has for you is for you, and the devil in hell can't stop it. You are going to grow stronger and wiser, and you will fulfill every assignment that God has designated for you. Stay prayerful, stay in your word, stay consistent, but most of all, just keep loving God the way you love him with all of your heart. But it is well with your soul.
Hallelujah. Prophet?
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you that I heard the Lord say, as Bertha was talking, I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that he's getting ready to put a sweep through your family. In other words, he's getting ready to bless
your family. Thank you, Jesus.
He's getting ready to bless your household. Oh, my. Diki amoboko saya. Hey, koryande diyo sama. Hey, God said. God said he's getting ready to bless your family.
Thank you so much.
For your faithfulness and your obedience. Not only for your faithfulness and your obedience, but for your sacrifice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. He has not left you or forsaken you. That he can allow the spirit of Azusa to reign in your family.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is getting ready to fill some people with the Holy Ghost.
Snatching them out the. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. I know one thing, Tamika, the Lord spoke clear word to me that you belong to him. Praise the Lamb of God. And that is no sweeter words that can come from the mouth of God to me. When the Lord said, you belong to him, praise the Lamb of God. Baby, if you knew like I knew, you would sit back and exhale and don't worry about nothing. God's got your back. Praise the Lamb of God. Got you. God, hear your prayers. Praise the Lamb of God and take confidence in your prayer life that God is hearing your prayers. Hallelujah. You obey God and move. Baby, you just don't understand what that means. When God tells you to do something and you obey him, you reap in a move like you made, you reap a lifetime blessing. That's the kind of blessing that spills over on your family, on generations to come. Hallelujah. When you obey God like that, everybody can't do that. Praise the Lamb of God. When God says go, my goodness gracious, they just don't understand what's on the other side of go. My.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, girl, daughter. But you just watch. You don't have to want. You ain't going to have to want for nothing. It's going to come into your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to come into your hand. Favor, favor, favor. Hallelujah. It's upon you in Jesus' mighty name. And you're going to be the manifestation of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Very, very shortly. Okay, we got to move on. Praise God. I'm just looking at this list, boy. I tell you, you go in the spirit and you forget where you're at and what time it is. Praise God. I just got to make a shout out. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know if I'm going to get to it. But Sylvia, if you're listening to my voice, if you're listening to my voice, Sylvia, I want you to know, praise the Lamb. I keep seeing you waving these checks. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You got a lump sum of money coming, baby. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Who is this 973 area code?
Oh, Elaine in New Jersey. Good morning. Good afternoon.
In New Jersey. How you doing, Elaine?
Good, good. I just wanted to hear the voice of the Lord today.
Hallelujah. Well, we're happy to have you here with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bertha?
Amen. Yes, Prophet. Elaine, the Lord says, remain faithful. Increase your level of faith, trust him, depend on him, and rely on him to do just what he said he's going to do. He said, I spoke it, and it will manifest. All he needs you to do is believe him. Believe his word. Stand on his word, and speak the word that was spoken over your life. Repeat it over your life daily. Prophesy that word over your life. And God said, watch it come to pass. When you walk in obedience of faith to the word that was spoken over you, then it will manifest, says the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell.
You know, I just want to tell you that by the time Bertha got through, I just heard a little of it because I'm sitting up and trying to cook. And I heard the Lord say, Brown, this time next year, you're going to be almost a millionaire.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
And you need to let that song be a blessing to you. I'm a millionaire. I'm a multi millionaire. My father is rich. You need to let that song be a blessing to you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Father is rich in houses and land. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, let me tell you. Boy, we got to go. But let me tell you something, baby. It is well. Praise the Lamb of God. It is well with your soul and your Savior. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we prepare to go here, I want you to know, darling, praise the Lamb of God, that all of the blessings that God has are stacked up. They come into you, praise the Lamb of God, like walking in a house and all the boxes that fell on your head. Praise the Lamb of God. Your blessings are about to overtake you in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Full of God, we have to go. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm sure some of you hear that in the background. Boy, I think that's my daughter Lily right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Others, praise the Lamb. I see you. I see you. I see you. 864, I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we only can do so much in this two-hour period. We opened the mics early today. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Darrell and both Bertha Pruitt has been laboring here with me. And I thank God for them. Praise the Lamb of God and all that you do. Hallelujah. To help encourage those of you, praise the Lamb, that are listening to my voice. Listen, we want to see you, praise Prophet Darrell, Bertha, all of us. We want to see you at the gathering November 6th, 7th, and 8th in the city of Chicago there in Oak Brook, Illinois. Make sure you go to the website, www.psmintl.org. Register. We gave a $75, praise the Lamb, a $75, praise the Lamb of God, registration rush. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So you can register now. $75. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, don't miss this window of opportunity because it ain't coming to you again. When the door closes on this window of opportunity, it's going to be shut. Praise the Lamb of God. $75 right now for those of you who can register. Register for the conference. Get your room. Praise the Lamb of God at Doubletree Hotel. Hallelujah. Right there across the street from Cheesecake Factory, Maggiano's, all the pizza and everything you want. Up the street from the University of McDonald's, the McDonald University. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time in God. We want you to come and help us. Praise the Lamb of God to win the fight for your promises. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want to win the fight for your promises. I've been walking in faith this whole entire year. Praise the Lamb of God. Coming up to this time, believing God that God is going to do something so supernatural for us. People of God, hallelujah, I believe we're going to see the manifestation of God in a way we have never, ever experienced it. A heavy, thick anointing is going to rest on us there these days. I need you there. I want you there. Praise the Lamb of God. But you must hear the clarion call in your own spirit that this is the place where you're supposed to be to end the year. Praise the Lamb of God. By the year's ending, right here, right before Thanksgiving, I promise you, you're going to have much to thank God for. Make your way, hallelujah, to the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Make your way to the gathering. Praise the Lamb. And we're going to have classes during the daytime, God sessions in the mornings. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be on and popping at night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophesying, laying hands, speaking into your life, activations, the whole nine yards. We're wearing warfare gear the entire 3 days. Praise the Lamb of God. Hopefully everything go according to plan. We will have our prophetic banquet on Friday night. Hallelujah. That feast is going to be something. I got plans for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Make sure you're in the house. I love you. I bless you. We have to go. I'm excited about you.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. You got work and walk and